Hello, this is Samson.
Hi, Samson. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your account lead. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thanks for asking. How can I help you?
Oh, one real quick. I was just curious. I talked to, was it Addie or some? I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
He said you were calling from the main line that you've been texting me on, and I noticed this was a local number.
I'm on the revenue side, the sales floor. So my calls automatically reroute to a number that's local to you. Whenever operations, so the people who actually develop everything call, they call from the 877 number.
Okay. That's okay. No problem. I'm just kind of curious.
Yeah. No worries.
All right. Yeah. So I'm trying to, trying to fill out the application for the Google Business, Guaranteed application. Yep.
Uh-huh.
And so I just had a question about, making sure my business name is consistent with the certificate of insurance form.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the deal. So, just to kind of give you a background on everything.
Sure.
The very first name that I came up with for my business was Libertas Plumbing, which is spelled Libertas.
Okay.
I soon realized that was not a good name, so I switched it to Liberty Plumbing Solutions.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's been that Liberty Plumbing Solutions LLC has been my legal name since the last year and a half at least.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So So on some of my forms, like on some of my legal documents, it's Liberty Plumbing Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to switch everything over, like 100%
to
Southern Fried Plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've already changed it at Secretary of State's office, Articles of Amendment. So that's my legal name. My actual legal name is Southern Fried Plumbing, LLC.
Perfect.
However, on this form, when it asked me to upload the certificate of insurance, I uploaded it, but it's coming up with the Libertas Plumbing still on it.
Okay. That's a quick fix though. So what you do is
okay.
You call your insurance company and you have them, you have them change the certificate of insurance to the Southern Fried Plumbing or DBA Southern Fried Plumbing.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. All right.
Yeah. That's what I would do there. And then with that, you also, since you'll have them on the phone, once you have them do that, you tell them, I need you to send it over in an Accord document, like a Honda Accord.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yes. Yep. Okay. So I'll do that, and get that done. So in that case, once I have that in, I can upload this application, but when it asks what's the business name, I put in the new name, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
The new
okay.
name with the representation of what you want. So this is the thing that Google's looking for, is for everything to matchy-match, okay?
Sure. Yes.
They're looking for the Google business profile name to match. They're looking for the website to match, the business, you know, website information to match the documents that we're turning into them with the application. So we just need everything to have the same name or DBA, you know, doing business as.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, that I can do that. I think I can get everything over then. With the business license and expiration date. Okay. Okay, so where it asks me, please provide a copy of all applicable business licenses.
Mm-hmm.
If I just put in the state license, that's okay, right?
Right, that's that plumbing license, right?
Right, yes ma'am.
Right.
The mechanical contractor and plumbing license. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Okay, all right.
Okay. And if we need further documents from you, Samson, we're going to call you. So what's going to happen is this. You finish the application, you turn it in. Okay, we get a notification, application's turned in by client, okay? Then Ivan is going to go in, he's going to review your application, okay? And then he's going to call you, and he's going to say, Samson, I've turned in the application, and one of two background check companies is going to let us know. Google always uses one of two. Pinkerton, or evident ID. Okay? So there, he's going to say, listen, I'm because I think I told you about this at the point of sale. I'm triggering a text from whichever one has been, it's a random draw. Okay? So whichever one, say evident, you know, he's going to say, I'm triggering the text from evident. They're going to ask you to upload, your ID or XYZ or whatever. And it's directly to them that upload goes from the phone. Okay? And then you're good to go. Now, if when he's reviewing your application, he gets a notification that he needs the business documents, which we should probably already have a copy of your business documents on file, the license and the insurance and stuff like that. But if we don't, then he's just going to tell you, email that over to me. So we have a copy in Local Splash file for you. And anytime there's an update needed or they need a new, you know, they need that information for whatever reason, then we're going to just go ahead and send it to them so we don't have to stop, ask you to send it. Go back, you know, back and forth. You know what I mean? So during that phone call, it's like a 15-minute phone call. If he needs anything further from you, for our file so that we can work on your behalf faster, then he's going to let you know at that point.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I think that covers it. I think I can go ahead and submit this. I'll just change those forms and get this uploaded and then, we should be good to go. So.
Beautiful. I'm excited for you.
Well, thank
you. You're moving along great. You're so welcome. Yeah.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Thank you.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.